getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame, you say.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, all the ships at sea. It's Edmundo here from the Chuck's Boots Studios. And it's time for the Edmundo Saturday Show, presented by ADK Wealth Management. And here's your host, Edmundo. Thank you, Edmundo. No, here's your host, Tom Schwartz.
I think Edmundo forgot to turn his clocks ahead.
He had a week off, you know.
He had a lot of time to think about it.
That's the funniest thing you've ever done on this show. That's amazing. And you've done some pretty unintentionally, I might say. Well,
you know, Tom, they call it improv in the business.
I forget who I am. Is that who I am? Because I'm so used to being introduced.
Take it.
Tom Schwarz here. Ted Williams over there.
Hi, Tom.
Russell Bly.
Good afternoon.
Wait, I didn't finish your introduction. Who kind of couldn't handle the pressure last week.
Oh,
you
heard,
were listening?
I heard.
Yeah,
I heard.
It was all over the internet.
It was.
Yeah. Matt Grover here yet once again. You can talk.
Hi.
You got a mic.
I know. Sometimes I'm not used to that.
Hey.
I don't wanna...
Well, no, that's good. You know, got a few things to talk about in this segment. Dan Davis is coming up in the next segment from ADK, our main man, a benefactor since day one. Lo, these 6 years. And Dan's going to talk about, Ted, what's he going to talk about?
The Cup of Nations Trivia Night. They're
cool.
Trying to start a league, outdoor league.
Great. And Russell, what was the good idea that someone had last week about...
The folks trying to get the MLS team to...
Yeah, whose idea was that?
Involved.
Whose idea was it?
It could have been my idea.
Oh, that was your idea. God, and it was still a great idea. You know, I'm kind of... should we even listen to immigrants anymore? Should we put them in a... maybe we ought to put them in that booth up there?
I don't know. Do you think that the folks that are hoping that this vote passes are interested in a light turnout? I'm starting to get that they want a light turnout and that the heaviest part of that light turnout be the people that are really, really, really on board with the new stadium.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. I hadn't thought about it.
I did see posts on Facebook that there's going to be some kind of community event in South City.
Good.
About the stadium vote.
Yeah, you would think there'd be a lot of stuff at the Amsterdam.
Well, they actually had published this in two languages, in
English
and in Bosnian.
Oh, cool. And not to mention the hundreds of other languages there are in St. Louis. I was thinking...
including the St. Louis and the St. Louis dialect with Highway.
Yeah, which...
F-A-R-T-Y.
Yeah.
The election's on April 4th, right?
Yeah.
4th.
I heard this... I was listening to NPR the week, you know, the replacement for Diane Rehm.
Yes.
The
Studio
Friday.
1A show.
See, it's pretty good, actually. He's pretty
good.
And they have one of my favorite two-hour segments of the week is on Friday mornings, because they have a national hour and an international hour, and they get really smart people to talk, like Major Garrett. Yeah, who's with CBS now. Used to be with Fox, actually. He's one of my favorites. Turns out he went to Mizzou.
Really?
Yeah, Ted, we ought to see if we can get him. He is just a no BS guy. I like him a lot. But in the conversations, one of the other broadcasters referred to President Tweet. She said, "Well, President Tweet trumped." And it's like, it was so good that she had to have thought about it, right? This could not have just occurred to her. President Tweet, because this is like some show. Remember when everybody was crazy about, what was that show, 24 Hours?
24.
Yeah. Well, I never watched it because it was on a Monday night, right?
Right.
And I don't.
You're
really
busy.
I got a complicated
life. You're busy
life.
Lofting threes from downtown.
I am. And even Deuces now, since you're gone, somebody's got to take some twos. And it's a lot closer. Turns out
it's
that
easier.
Line
it's
is.
It's easier. Yeah.
It is
inside
considerably
that
easier.
Line.
Where were we?
Talking about President Tweet in 24.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of where we are. I mean, it's like a show. Every day you get up and say, well, you know, I went to bed kind of early last night. Or in your case, you had a situation this weekend, unfortunate, you had to deal with.
Right.
You tune out and you don't, you, somebody else has to tell you about the embarrassing moment of Merkel and Trump yesterday. But we got to stop talking about that. Because I also want to say in this first segment, oh, next week, Ted, what are we going to have? We're going to have a film crew in here.
We're going to have a film crew in here from a project called Kicking the Gates, based out of Omaha. Our friend Ruth Harker is going to be the subject of one of their first episodes about the birth and the growth of women's soccer.
Yeah, so they're going to come in and record this session, and if we're lucky, we might get 5 seconds out of it. Okay, what else? Oh, here is so I was watching the Stoke-Chelsea game this morning, and one of the things that occurred to me is how much better the announcers are than in American sports. Because this guy, just in like the first 5 minutes of what I was watching, says the following. There's, you know who, who's the striker? Costa,
Diego Costa.
And he's a big guy, he's a bull. And Stoke, of course,
he's got a bit of a temper.
Yeah, and Stoke, of course, has a good matchup because of the type of team they are. And the guys go down in a tumble, and they're, you know, shaking their fingers at each other. And the guy says, "That is a battle that will take some watching." I mean, that's great.
I enjoy on TuneIn listening to European sports.
Yeah.
I've listened to Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And also, it's not European, but Australian Open. Yeah.
Well, they're using language in a different way.
They are, and it's really, I enjoy it a lot.
And the guy refers to Costa, and he said something before the red mist descends.
Whoa.
I mean, I love that. The red card. You know, they say that about Roy Keane. You know, the red mist would descend on him, and he'd just, like, punch somebody. And then the final one is he was referring to this guy coming to the ball, and he says his initial languid approach.
Ooh.
I thought, come on, man.
Well, that's that using the English language and finding an adjective other than awesome to use.
Well, you know, and also now I watch TV, you know, the American sports, and it's just to the point I can't hardly watch them because there's so many. They're just about commercials.
Yes.
You know, and they got this other stuff on in between the stuff they're selling you, and it's just, I can't watch it.
Do you mean to say, Tom, there's hope that you might actually start watching cricket on watching?
I've got one recorded. But, you know, later in the segment, we're going to talk about, I think, a regular segment on Viceland Sports. These, I watched two of them last night. They were both great. One was on the Buenos Aires derby between
Boca Juniors
and River Plate. And the other was on Aussie Rules Football, which is just crazy. There's no other way to describe that.
Now, you have to pronounce that word correctly.
I'm saying Aussie.
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 Yeah, even if there's two S's there, like, you got to break the rules for American pronunciations.
Russell,
like
I am giving you permission to correct me every time I misstate it.
Get the dope stick ready. Lean over there and whack him.
Dope stick.
You might,
you know, you're always taking this down to a different level. Yes.
Should be careful about recording those cricket matches. You might use up all your recording space.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, if I would get it. Hey, let's go to break because we got Dan Davis actually coming up.
Oh, Dan Davis.
And Bruce Butler isn't in today.
Ah, is Dan coming in studio or is he?
No, Dan is calling us on the telly.
Ah, well, that's better than I wish he was here. We would love to see Dan. Come on in sometime, Dan.
He doesn't like you very much.
That's all right. I don't like him that
much.
Just
either. Act like you don't know that in the next segment.
Right. We'll be right back after these brief announcements. Stay where you are. This is 590 The Fan, KFNS.